The Seahawks lost yesterday at home to St. Louis, which means what for the playoffs? I asked Hawks fan Luke Burbank, who's also the host of our weekend variety show Live Wire. Luke told me he's not sure how worried to be about yesterday's stumble.
It's really hard to know if this is a sign that the Seahawks have lost the magic they had for the last like five or so games, or if it's just the Seahawks realistically assessing how much this game meant to them, which was not a lot,
right?
And then playing accordingly. Even here on Monday, Bill, I'm still trying to figure out how to feel about it.
What's the implication for the playoffs? Where are the Seahawks in the playoff picture, and who plays where?
Okay, so the Seahawks are going to either go to Washington, D.C. to play the Washington professional football team,
yes,
whose name
we
shall
speak
not say.
Of. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the R words is as close as we'll get to describing them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll either go there, or they will go to Minnesota to play the Vikings, or they will go to Green Bay to play the Packers. They made the chances of going to Washington slimmer by losing yesterday. And the reason that's kind of important is because the Washington football team is, at least over the course of the season, has been seen as an inferior team. They've actually been playing really well lately, which kind of complicates things because it means that it's hard to know if we are more afraid of going to play in Green Bay, Minnesota, or Washington. I think that the great likelihood is we're going to end up at Green Bay. The reason is, and I don't mean to get too in the weeds on this, Bill, but the Packers and the Vikings are playing for all the casserole next week in Green Bay, and whichever team wins, it increases the chances that we will be going to that location to play. And Green Bay is the home team, so we think Green Bay will probably win.
Okay, so we it's hard to know what to want. No matter what happens, the Seahawks are going to play on the road. Maybe Green Bay.
Yeah, that's a great likelihood. I mean, the thing of it is, Bill, the Seahawks, depending on which team decides to show up, can beat any other team in the National Football League. They can also lose to any team at the professional high school or middle school level if they play the way they played yesterday against the Rams.
Another sports note, Luke, you and I have been watching the Mariners since the days of Hendu. Dave Henderson, the Mariners' first draft pick, center fielder, broadcaster, he died over the weekend suddenly in Seattle of a heart attack. What's your memory of Dave Henderson?
Dave Henderson was one of the only bright spots, along with Dave Niehaus's play-by-play calls, for most of the 1980s,
yeah,
if you were a Seattle Mariners fan. There were some very, very meaningless games played, I'd say, from the month of June on for the Seattle Mariners. I was a kid, and I would listen to those games, and there was just nothing interesting happening because we would be totally eliminated from the playoff race. We had lousy hitting, lousy pitching. We ran a promotion back then. If you were one of the first nine people at the Kingdom, you got to play. And during those dark days of Mariners baseball, Dave Henderson, his personality really, I mean, he was a competent outfielder. You know, he wasn't a bad player. He had some good years with some other teams as well, including the Red Sox. But it was his personality, his smile. He had that, you know, gap in his teeth. It was really kind of iconic. And he was just so likable that it gave an energy to this team that it really, really needed back in those days. And it's very sad to hear that he's passed on.
And one more passing, Luke. Did you ever see the Globetrotters in Seattle?
I never actually saw them in person. I saw them on Scooby-Doo,
yes,
rendered in cartoon form.
Yes.
When Curly Neal knocked on the door by doing a basketball, which became my preferred way of knocking on any door for the next 10 years or so. I did once play in a celebrity game against whatever the latest incarnation of the Globetrotters,
mm-hmm,
is,
mm,
and it was about as nervous as I've ever been to play in a basketball game. But I never got to see Meadowlark Lemon, who I think is the person you're about to talk about, right?
Yes, the crown prince of basketball, Meadowlark Lemon, died. I did see him. I was in another town. I was in D.C., and they played the Boston Shamrocks and Meadowlark Lemon. The thing about that freaked me out as a kid was two things. First of all, he would laugh and taunt people, which is the opposite of what I was told to do. and yet the crowd loved him. Not taunt, like seriously taunt, but he would do a lot of hooting, right? And then number two was that he would hit long shots from like half court, and I think I'm sitting here in person. That just happened. That wasn't a camera trick. Is he magic? And why is he not an NBA star?
Well, you know, he was asked this question often because he got out of the Army and he was this really phenomenal basketball player who hadn't played really at the college level or anything. He just had this amazing natural ability. And yeah, he could hit this hook shot from half court. And one of the things he said during one of these interviews was, you know, when you watch the Ice Capades and then there's a kind of a clown who comes out and looks like they're almost falling over the whole time. He said that's often the best skater on the ice. It takes real skill to look like you don't know what you're doing, which, by the way, describes most of my radio career. And that was Meadowlark Lemon. In fact, Wilt Chamberlain, the great Wilt Chamberlain, said that Meadowlark Lemon was the best basketball player he ever played against in his life. Chamberlain felt that Meadowlark Lemon was a better basketball player than Jordan, than Bird, than any of these other greats from the NBA. So that's a guy who probably knows what he's talking about.
Meadowlark Lemon has passed at age 83. Our condolences to the friends and family of Dave Henderson, who died in Seattle over the weekend at 57. And we're going to keep watching the Seahawks with our friend Luke Burbank, host of the public radio show Live Wire. And you hear that Saturdays at 5 o'clock.